Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. And thank you for taking your time on this Sunday morning to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. And joining me is my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified physician and chief of staff, CHI Memorial, Georgia. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed. It's a pleasure, as always, to join you on this beautiful Sunday morning. Just by way of introduction to our listeners, remind them that I, like you said, am a board-certified family medicine primary care physician here in Northwest Georgia, as well as Chattanooga. I work with CHI Memorial, and as you said, I'm the chief of staff of CHI Memorial, Georgia. Let me give a big shout-out and a thanks to CHI Memorial for all the work they're doing in Northwest Georgia. They're growing the healthcare and improving the healthcare leaps and bounds at this time in that area, and I can't wait for people to see what we're working on and what's going to be there in the future. As you know, I also have other interests in sports medicine. I did some training at my alma mater, University of Georgia, way back in 1995. I also work with hospice as well as home health and several other companies here in town, but let me also give a thanks to LHC. I work with Home Health, which is Home Care Solutions, and they're a sponsor of this show, as well as Heartlight Hospice. These are wonderful people, and they do a great service to the citizens of this area. And with CHI, I want to remind our listeners that, like I said, they're doing a lot of good work. One thing they're doing is the Breathe Easy Coach. Dr. Hedrick, who is a cardiothoracic surgeon, is basically the leader of this program, and it's a mobile unit, a CT scanner that travels around, and you can find, I'll tell you how to find that in just a minute, but it's a tool designed to screen for lung cancer, which is incredible. For most of my career, we didn't have any way to screen smokers for lung cancer, but now we do, and that's something that's recommended for smokers that are between 55 and 75, and not all insurance covers it, but it's a really good idea to do that if you meet the criteria. You can find the location and make an appointment at 423-495-LUNG. That's 423-495-LUNG. In addition, if you needed other x-rays or other imaging services, CHI Memorial offers four convenient imaging centers in Chattanooga, as well as Hickson, Ultewi, and Georgia. All you have to do is call 423-495-6000, and you can find the imaging center nearest you. So anyway, that's enough about me. I'll talk about myself all day, and I can't really be doing that. But you know, anyone who needs a primary care provider, we have, I think, the largest group right now in Northwest Georgia. And anybody's welcome to give us a call as well. And you can do that at, well, we won't do that yet, but you can call the CHI Memorial, and they would give you all the links to all of the providers here in town. Ed, tell us something about you.
Well, thank you for that, and it is Chattanooga is fortunate to have someone of your background, skill, talent, and open-mindedness. And again, I sometimes remind people, not that it's that big a deal, but it is a big deal that you were voted best of the best.
So the last 2 years, which is a great honor, yeah, you're right.
It certainly is, because that is a very objective contest, kind of, that where the public picks you. Of course, we all know their favorite person in any many fields.
It's humbling, I will tell you that.
So I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. I started that business in 1979, really based on a passion that I had early in life for nutrition, health, eating, and exercise. And it has been a blessing to me to have found my passion. And Nutrition World is now evolving constantly into more and more of what I consider and call a wellness center. Wellness center being a part of the community that can help educate and guide people on their journey to health. Now, you know, I'm completely, as you know, Dr. Green, and I think we're both on very similar mindsets, that there's not one person or one group that is probably or should be responsible for the health of anyone. It's really a team approach, and you have played such an important role for the maintenance and health care of people. But along with that, I do believe that there needs to be other parts, which, you know, how do we eat healthy? How do we learn what is the proper as far as supplements? How do we access different avenues of therapy? Everything from, you know, the right massage therapist to counseling to this to that. And we have become kind of the gatekeeper. And I'm very honest and sometimes probably a little too outspoken about my approvals or disapprovals of different type of therapies or different ideas on health. Yet at the same time, I'm extremely open-minded, and I always listen, even though I may not always agree, because I know that I have been wrong many times in the past, and I'm willing to accept that. But Nutrition World is continuing to grow in that area. In fact, a big chunk of our commitment is on education. And I just want to go ahead and mention now that on the 21st of August, we will be having another one of our lectures, and this one is on optimizing thyroid health. I probably get 2 to 5 people a day who are asking me about what do they do for what they believe to be a low thyroid. And this gentleman has a very much vast experience in counseling people and has spent about 40 years, at about the same time I have, on learning to be a healer, I guess I will say. And all of our events are on nutritionw.com under events. And then the lecture after that will be on detox, the keys to lasting change. I constantly am repeating myself to many of my clients and customers that I truly am committed to the belief system that the body is a self-healing machine. However, the reason it's not doing it today is twofold, at least, one of which is to be self-healing, you have to supply the right nutrition to the tissues, blood, and chemistry. And then secondly, if there are toxins which are impeding the health of the body, we have to learn how to lower those toxins. And we do live in an environment that I consider probably more toxic than most times in history, except on certain areas like air pollution. We certainly have improved drastically, but we still are consuming way too many chemicals. And when the body gets overburdened with those, I mean, it's kind of like putting diesel fuel in a gas engine. It might run, but it's going to end up destroying the engine. So that lecture will be coming up on September 1st.
Let me ask you something about lectures coming up. I was thinking about you talking about diet and fitness. You know, what we're putting in our bodies is of immense importance to me as well. And we're always talking on the show about people going to, I hate to pick on McDonald's, we'll just say fast food and putting the wrong things in their bodies. And that is a great problem from a traditional medicine standpoint as well. I'm still getting a lot of questions about the keto diet. That is very popular right now. A lot of people don't know that much about it, and I'm trying to educate on my own. But I'm getting a lot of questions as to whether or not any more of the free lectures on the keto diet are coming up. Do you know off the top of your head if any are?
Thank you so much for that. We actually don't have it on the website yet, but in October we will be having the keto lecture again.
Okay.
And so, again, nutritionw.com, we will keep that updated as soon as we nail down the exact date. But thank you for that.
Yeah, you know, I had a comment this week from someone. They were surprised how often you and I actually agree. And I think, you know, I had to make the comment. I said, we don't always agree. We have a lot of disagreements, but, you know, I think we've chosen to concentrate on the places that traditional and non-traditional medicine intersect and have bridges that we're building between those two. I mean, I think the healthcare, the betterment of the community and of the individual is if we join hands in healthcare and don't fight each other anymore. And that's what I tried to explain to that individual. I hope the listeners are getting that same idea.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that, because I've had several comments about similar views from listeners that they find it a great pleasure to listen to people, two people from kind of different worlds, there is no doubt. But the thing is, you know, we're not here to pick on each other as far as the few areas don't agree. You make it easy, though, because you are not the traditional mainstream physician who kind of has closed their mind in many cases when they left medical school. And it's kind of like I'm a pilot of a small plane. I've started flying 11 years ago, and I kind of sense maybe how it is if you go to school and you really have this intense education that you grab onto that, and it becomes embedded, I guess I would say, because that's the way I am as a pilot. I'm not like that in hardly any other area of life. I'm totally a gypsy free spirit kind of guy with my thinking. But with piloting, you ain't telling me nothing. I know what I know, and I'm going to do it the rest of my life because it works. And I can see that happening in many avenues of life. But I understand what it's like to leave an intense school and then, you know, kind of hold on to that. But thank goodness that you and I both have open-mindedness toward health and healing, because we obviously see that what we used to think is black and white, it doesn't always work, because the health of our community has some issues, there's no doubt.
You know, and you know that the closed-mindedness is on both sides of that aisle, both traditional and non-traditional. And that's one thing I think I had received some feedback years and years ago. We're looking at 10 to 15 years ago, good friends at church that were non-traditional, and they were antagonistic towards traditional medicine. But I want to see that kind of barrier drop down, those walls stop, so that we can all communicate and learn. That's my goal anyway.
Well, and that is the goal of Nutrition World. I've got some exciting announcements in the coming months, is exactly regarding that, with the expansion of Nutrition World. Well, I cannot believe it, but it's already time for us to take a break. And when we come back, we should be discussing with Debbie Church. She is one of the most experienced midwives in Chattanooga. And we've got all of that plus more to come. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, back again with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And today we have a most interesting guest, as we always do. Her name is Debbie Church, and she is a certified professional midwife. And I have known her for couple years now, and she has an amazing history, and also the amount of feedback I get from people who speak about her is always just excellent all the way across the board. Welcome, Debbie, to our show.
Thank you so much.
I want to ask you, I always assume that people know a lot about a lot of stuff, but I know personally that I don't know a lot about midwifery and midwife, because even though I've got one daughter, we didn't go through that. Can you explain to the listeners exactly what role do you play as being a midwife, and what does it mean?
Yes, a midwife will deliver babies and do prenatal and postpartum care. And some do them in the hospital and some do them at home.
So parents would contact you. You would, of course, set up an appointment. Why would they want a midwife instead of maybe the more traditional method of just going to a regular physician and going through the normal routine?
I think they would enjoy a midwife because they seem to be a little bit more organic and doing things in a little bit more natural way, specifically towards the home birth, which is what I specialize, the home birth situation. If they are wanting no drugs and no epidural in their home environment where they have freedom of movement, it becomes a little bit more of a natural occurrence.
And my training in OBGYN is, well, kind of old. I haven't delivered babies in a long time, thankfully, but in our training, as you know, we do that. Do you ever use drugs in delivery of babies? Do people receive medication?
That's actually a very good question. And the answer is yes.
Okay.
But I do not have an epidural at home, and I do not have narcotics at home.
So like you would not have an anesthesiologist go with you to the home. That would be a drug-free environment.
Yeah. Okay. Well, except for anti-hemorrhagic medication. I do carry that. I'm legally allowed to carry that.
Just no anesthetics.
Right.
Okay.
Right. No narcotics.
I was curious about that.
No epidurals. Good question.
Okay.
No narcotics and no epidurals. But that's what people come to me for, because when they, from the stories that I've heard, they go to the hospital and they want a natural, quote, natural birth. And they don't feel like they can achieve that, primarily because they have, they're being bombarded with, do you want your epidural? Do you want your epidural? And they come to me because they don't want their epidural.
Well, out of curiosity, that was actually coming into, I would say, vogue back when I was, gosh, I hate to say when I was doing my training in that, but that would be 93 through 96. And I never actually saw anyone go through a natural birth successfully. They always converted mid-labor, which was unfortunate. I mean, I really wanted to see someone do that. But I now have a lot of patients who have done that. Of course, not with me. I'm not delivering their babies. I'm curious how maybe midwifery has changed from, say, the mid-90s up until now. And with our show here, we talk about a lot of non-traditional modalities. And I was thinking acupuncture. Has anyone ever, you know, brought a non-traditional technique, say for analgesia, into the midwifery role?
Yes, they have actually. And a lot of chiropractic work. Lots of my clients have chiropractic work happening and throughout the pregnancy, and sometimes even during the pregnancy, the labor, and then postpartum. There's even a local chiropractor, if you're a patient of his, he'll come to your house as a baby gift for you and the baby and do your home for you and for the baby.
Interesting.
Because the baby makes a lot of cardinal moves, and you know, there's a lot of wiggling and squirming, and so that he adjusts the atlas in the neck and the back, and yeah, on the baby. It's pretty interesting.
But after the baby is delivered, correct?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, let's clarify that. It's so interesting. I had no idea that actually that was being utilized. So, you know, from someone like me who, you know, I will say I'm very well schooled and skilled in certainly nutrition and overall health, but I'm not in this arena. So how often does this happen? Person, parents want you as a midwife, but then at what point would they convert back to a mainstream approach because of certain situations that might be at risk or pain or what happens?
Well, that goes a lot into the philosophy of birth itself. And my philosophy personally is that birth is a normal physiological process. And basically, that means that if you leave it alone, it's going to happen, and it's going to be most of the time okay if you have two components. And the two components are a healthy mom and a healthy baby. If at any time during the pregnancy and the prenatals that the mother deviates from that healthy mom, healthy baby aspect, then it becomes a medical event. Mm-hmm. Now, it can escalate into a medical event very quickly, but that's what I'm there for. And that's the three main things that I just absolutely tell every single client before they become a client is that I'm responsible for postpartum hemorrhages, I'm responsible for resuscitating the baby, and I'm responsible for monitoring the baby and the mama while they're in labor. So if anything deviates from the normal, and that's where I come in so that I can say, okay, this is normal, this is not normal. If anything deviates, then we seek medical care.
Wow. Let me throw in a question. So I think you just said that, say, a high-risk pregnancy may not be one you would want.
I do not do high-risk pregnancies.
So then my next question with that is, are there age limits to patients that you will accept? Because age alone can be a high risk.
Alone can be a high risk. Well, I have taken new mothers that were mostly Mennonite mothers, horse and buggy Mennonite out where I live. And the oldest I've taken was 47, and she was a first-time mom. So, and I got clearance from the doctor, and we moved on, and she had a baby wonderfully.
So it sounds like more of a case-by-case basis. If someone wondered, contact you and discuss that with you and perhaps the OB?
Absolutely.
If they needed to?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So
absolutely.
How many OBs are pro midwifery and how many are not in this town?
Well, you're talking about Chattanooga itself?
Yeah, just Chattanooga.
Well, it's my personal opinion that Chattanooga is very difficult to work here.
Really?
With OBs. Oh yeah. I had an OB that I worked very closely with for probably about 15 years, and he had to stop helping us because of pressure from the obstetrical community.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised. I thought this was a little more progressive community. I mean, just from what I see and what I hear in our discussions and the people I've spoken with, so that surprises me. And since that was something we were considering and talking about in the 90s, you know, for me, in traditional medicine, accepting that already. So, yeah, I find that unusual, actually.
Well, I don't, only because I hear so many stories, you know, daily from people who have attempted to pursue what they would call, you know, more alternative, more integrative type of therapies through the mainstream approach. And normally, if they're serious about it, many times I say, I'm sorry, but you have to leave Chattanooga because we are still a small community that has a lot of peer pressure. It has gotten better. There is no doubt. But I will say one thing, Debbie. I had no idea that you assumed the responsibilities that you do during birth that you just mentioned earlier. That's huge.
It is huge.
Well, I'd like to address one issue concerning the question about the support here from the obstetrical community, because I say the same thing as you, Ed, about nutrition. If you have, for example, a breech presentation, you are not going to get anybody around here to give you a vaginal delivery. So you have to go to Atlanta. You have to go somewhere else to get probably more of what you want around here. And
so,
it's
kind of a sad
state of affairs.
Without me, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I'm so not clear on so many of these things. So you're saying that if you have a breech delivery, you're going to get a cesarean here, right?
Yes, that is exactly what I'm saying.
Wow. And so, and of course, I guess the reasoning is because it does incur a slight bit more risk.
Oh, a good bit more risk.
And a lot more at times risk. I mean, that's the reason
in my
they
training,
don't.
It's old training. Granted, that was back in the 90s, but we were actually trained to how to do that. So I'm surprised again. But, you know, maybe there's going to be another paradigm switch. I don't know if we're going to see that. But in primary care, I know we've talked about the patient-centered medical home. So one of the things we look for in primary care now is looking for, as the patient, what do you desire? What are your goals? How do you want to do this? You know, granted, it's not a one-sided decision. I don't just decide for them. We decide together on what we're going to do. And it's a group decision. We talk about that and the marriage of traditional and non-traditional. I think there's certainly room to be positive, room for growth, room for learning in the community, another place we can help serve.
That would be wonderful.
That certainly is a concept that I think all three of us want to see happen. You know, again, I'm in a position of, you know, I'm so not fully aware of the risk and the fact that you said, which I know is so true, this is such a natural process of the body. And I think we've all, you know, it's kind of like, and I always mention this, and I don't mean to beat a horse like I do, but I fly small planes. How many times do the plane crashes make the news? Every single time. Well, how many times, I'm sure, do the stories of, you know, the disasters of giving birth? Probably most of the time it will make at least spread with the word of in the community and people talking about, oh, you know, this happened to this person. But honestly, I mean, giving birth is not super risky, and as long as you, like you said earlier, the baby and the mother are healthy, right?
Well, the majority of my clients are healthy and they care about their health. And that's why they come to me in the first place, so they can have a birth that they want, the way they want. And I have orders. I can order an ultrasound. We make sure at 20 weeks that the baby's healthy. So then we move along, and most of my babies are born, and it's wonderful.
Wow.
So now you have to remember, my philosophy drives, and I want to go back to something you said earlier, was my philosophy drives what I do. And the philosophy that most of the OBGYNs in this area also drives, and their philosophy is the only thing that needs to be delivered at home is pizza. So,
Well, that's not necessarily untrue as well. Not the only thing, but pizza is not a bad thing to have delivered. I just have to say.
Oh, my gosh, Debbie.
As long as it's the cauliflower crust from Nutrition World.
Thank you, Dr. Green.
You're welcome.
This was eye-opening to me. And, this was like the freaking fastest 14 minutes has gone by. I want you, Debbie, to tell people how can they get in contact with you if they want to pursue connecting with you. I know you have an office at Nutrition World, and we certainly have your cards upstairs. But as far as a phone number or anything else that people need to know.
I will direct them to my website, because the only phone I have is my cell phone that I use for births. But my website is Debbie, D-E-B-I, churchmidwife.com. And they can shoot me an email, Debbie, D-E-B-I, churchmidwife.com. They can shoot me an email from there, and I'll try to get back with them as soon as I can.
And that's awesome. I'm just so excited to have this conversation. And again, we will have your card at Nutrition World. And thank you, Debbie. It is time for us to take another break. And when we come back, Dr. Green and myself will be discussing more about your health and nutrition. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and we are back, of course, discussing what you're tuning in for, which is all about your health. And we always have plenty to discuss. Anything new with you this week, Dr. Green?
You know, I think we've spoken about this before, but it's still an issue. The Valsartan recall is still out there and still confusing a lot of people. And there are a lot of people that are on Valsartan. It's an angiotensin receptor blocker, blood pressure medication, and antihypertensive. And there were a few companies, I believe three, around that were supplying to pharmacies, and they have basically some contamination, and it may predispose you to. So that's been a big issue, people calling, what do I do? I'm on this medication. So I think right now it's becoming so hard to find. Most providers are changing over to alternative medications, usually in the same class, maybe some irbesartan, something like that, losartan. So you know, if anyone is on a valsartan product, that could be valsartan or valsartan HCT. I believe those are the two generic products that are out there, multiple different doses. They should contact their provider and make sure and see, and their pharmacist as well, to see if they're getting that from one of the recalled providers. And if they're not, they could stay on the medication. But if it is from one of the recall companies, they should contact their medical provider to get an alternative, most likely.
It's another perfect example of the fact that you can't leave your health to just chance. Everything, including monitoring the, not the news of the day, but at least staying up on what is current as far as pharmaceuticals. And now things like nutrition certainly don't have headlines like that that pop up out of nowhere. But it's still important when I think back on the kind of the conversations that people had, you know, in the 80s and 90s about health, cancer, losing weight, thyroid dysfunction. It was pretty radically what I would call the dark ages, as far as I think in my world of nutrition and holistic means. And, you know, even with mainstream medicine, everything's slow to change, but we better keep up with it. I know one physician I used to know a long time ago said ignorance is the biggest risk factor to your health. And he was a little harsh in how he spoke it. But lack of knowledge is deadly in many cases, because I had a guy come in the store yesterday. He lives on Mount Eagle Mountain, and that doesn't mean anything, but he drove down all the way from there to speak to us. And he's dealing with, you know, blood sugar issues and just general decline of health. He's about 60, and we have a registered dietitian full time at Nutrition World. And we have a great staff of very, very experienced, knowledgeable people. This man who was seemed to be well, moderately educated, perfectly a normal Joe, had no idea what a carbohydrate or a protein was. He did not know anything about that level of knowledge. Well, how would you expect to operate a computer if you don't know what a mouse is? And you're not. And so there's a lot of people who still have just kind of been left out or intentionally just didn't follow up on learning about this machine called the human body. And I don't know if you get a lot of people, sometimes you're kind of surprised that they don't know certain things. Does that ever happen?
Just every day. So, yeah, I mean, it's sometimes I'm surprised. I mean, we're both in the job of educating people. So a lot of my time is spent educating about, you know, healthy habits, diet and exercise and whatnot. And you said that ignorance was a great enemy. That's true, but plenty of people have all to do the wrong thing. So yes. Think about smoking, drinking to excess, choosing to lead a sedentary lifestyle. Plenty of people know they should be doing something different, but choose not to for whatever reasons, their own personal reasons. Maybe it's self-destructive behavior. Maybe it's laziness. I don't know. But you know, a lot of times my job is trying to repair, unfortunately, what they've done. I'd far prefer them to live a healthy lifestyle and prevent all the illness rather than that. One simple thing, the other day I was speaking with someone and just talked about the simple fact of shopping around the outside of the store. It's one thing that I talk about a lot, and the person stopped me and asked more about that. I explained why I had said that, and it surprised me. I think that's just common. It's not. I never really thought about that, but you're correct. A lot of the fresh and natural products are there, and the processed things are in the center, and it's not that you can't go to the center of your grocery store. But that was a revelation to him. So you never know. I mean, the great information for them. So, but yes, we do that every day and try to educate them for the healthy lifestyle, fitness, exercise, what they should be doing, how much, aerobic resistance training. For me, I'm very big, as you know, on the keto diet. So I'm educating on intake of healthy fats and proteins. I'm big on low carbohydrate diet. I really am doing my part to try to prevent diabetes as I can. And I think that if people will follow that advice just for a healthy lifestyle, that will decrease diabetes in the U.S., which is one of my biggest things. I'd like to see that and obesity decreased.
Well, and it's so wise, because the statement of shopping on the outside of the grocery store is just very golden information. And people who've never heard that don't kind of catch on at first, but when you go to the next time to your store, it would be hard to choose a lot of unhealthy things in most good grocery stores if you shop in the outside sections. I mean, yeah, you could live on cheese and milk, but you know, all your vegetables and all your whole foods and all the things are generally found there. I will say that I did have a person this week come in who, and this is also the opposite side of almost like getting too much into a certain area of health. This lady decided to do the keto diet, and she really was not wasn't a perfect candidate for it. What happened was she got her carbs down to 10 or less. That's really radical. And the keto diet works, but we're trying to teach the human body how to burn fat for fuel instead of carbohydrates. Well, that education can be a little bit harsh at first because the body's not used to it. Well, it caused her to have this massive anxiety attack to a point where they actually had to hospitalize her for five days, and she'd never had it before. So even in the world that I live in, everything is not perfect for everybody. We have to know that we have to help to adapt everybody to the kind of nutrients, the kind of diet, the kind of this, the kind of that, that's suited for their history. It is not a one-size-fit-all. I do want to mention, I'm always trying to stay up on ways that people can educate themselves to lead healthier lives. There's an app that I love called Think Dirty, and it's just like it sounds, Think Dirty. And at first, you know, it sounds like that might not be a good app, but it is phenomenal.
Yeah, what exactly is on that app, Ed?
What it is you go to the grocery store, your drugstore, anywhere, and you want to buy something. I don't care if it's a toothpaste, a cosmetic, a shampoo, packaged foods. You have this app, and you're going to scan the barcode. Mm. It has already looked deeply into the history of the company and the quality of ingredients, and it rates it as far as its toxic level.
Is it a free app?
A free app, and we don't have time to do the homework any longer of investigating. That's one reason Nutrition World has, we call ourselves the gatekeeper. Our world is so complex, and marketing is so slick that you have to almost be a constant detective to figure out, is this good for me? Is it neutral, or is it bad? And this app called Think Dirty will evaluate products, because I've gone and I've played with this in the store, and these people are not nutty. I mean, they're really just very scientific, looking at these different parameters that they need to evaluate, and it's pretty scary. It truly is. So Think Dirty on your app, Droid or an iPhone, and I think you'll be pleased.
Yeah, I'm going to try that out. And you're right that, say, a keto diet or any diet is not for any one person necessarily. It's not for everyone. And I want to remind the listeners that keto diet is actually not just one diet, but it's multiple different variants. I've told you and maybe the listeners, I can't recall. I'm doing my own Dr. Green variant of that, which I'm not going to educate everybody on now. One thing I have noticed, I haven't taken a poll of you or anyone else, but in the past with dieting, say over the last 15 to 20 years, I would often have hypoglycemia when I was dieting. One interesting thing I've noticed is that that has been non-existent, even though I've kept my carbs down under 10% now for months. Usually, I've gotten bad sometimes, but for the most part, and even though the carbs are low, probably because I'm altering my metabolism, I have not had hypoglycemia. Very odd, but lost, as you know, a significant amount of weight. I mean, 30 pounds. So it's nice to not have as much hypoglycemia. So far, the patients I'm polling that are doing that have noticed that as well, but I don't know if there's any other studies. I know you can't drink alcohol. I believe if you're strict on a keto diet, you will have hypoglycemia with that. So that's one precaution, as I recall, but I don't know if anybody's looked for a decreased preponderance of hypoglycemia. What do you know?
Well, the alcohol issue, number one, is when you're on keto, it will hit you harder. There is no doubt. Again, it depends on the individual. And if you're fitting in the carbs from the alcohol and it's working in your category of numbers, you just have to be aware that you might get a little bit more loopy quicker with less alcohol because of the way it processes. Because some people, I mean, they just want their glass of wine at night. And as long as you fit it in the category and you're not having a car inappropriately, then I think you would be okay with that. One thing I do want to mention is, and I know that you would be positive or think highly of this, but we have a protein bar called a Zunta bar that I formulated about 3 years ago, and we just launched our new website called ZuntaBar.com, and I have to brag on it. When I look at the website, it makes me want to go eat the bar. So anybody out there who really wants an unusual, very, very, very clean bar, in fact, the Think Dirty app, I am thinking as I'm speaking here, we need to get them to look at our bar.
And as an unpaid endorsement, I can say the Coco Keto Bar is extremely good. The Zunta Bar, that flavor is extremely tasty. I like it.
Thank you. And it's really odd because we have two flavors, vanilla and Keto Koto. You either love one tremendously more than the other. I've not had anyone who said I like both equally. So I appreciate that very much, Dr. Green. And then lastly, I don't always want to get too radical in my opinions, but the court did just award a man $280 million for what they considered was enough proof that Roundup did cause him to have lymphoma. It will open the floodgates because I am not a fan of Roundup. I truly believe that we need to stay completely away from it due to multiple reasons. And I know, like the conversation can be polarized and there's all kind of opinions, but its mechanism of action, number one, is it was approved as an antibiotic before it was ever approved as an insecticide and pest killer. It is a scary drug. And the problem is it's being sprayed on more and more and more things. And I'm really concerned that it's going to be one of the worst disasters of health that there is. So at least from a point, I'm highly recommending no one to be spraying Roundup in their yard. I mean,
There's a theoretical link all the way back to the 60s and Agent Orange for herbicides for lymphoma, so, and other cancers and medical problems. So, you know, that's certainly not outside the realm of possibility for sure.
Without it, it's such a complex conversation, but Roundup, that's why people are wanting to buy non-GMO foods, because if you purchase a food that says non-GMO, which is genetically modified organism, it 99% means that you are getting a food that was grown without Roundup. Now, some contaminant could be on there, but it's the only safe thing you can do right now as far as choosing that. And of course, getting organic generally means that you probably will have far less of the Roundup on your foods. And we have to be also cognizant of the fact that when you spray Roundup, your pets and all animals are just as damaged and perhaps even more so than we are because they have smaller bodies. So, you know, we have an epidemic of pets that is, you know, constantly sick with all kind of things. And
let me ask something, as someone who does not use Roundup, is Roundup, I mean, I know it's a trade name, is that one chemical or multiple chemicals?
No, it's just one chemical. So there's no other, you know, I just love talking about all these topics. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back. It's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, I'm Ed Jones.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and in this segment, we always look forward to the spiritual moment with Dr. Green.
Thank you, Ed. Thank you for that introduction. And as always, the spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale Baptist Church, please visit their website, which is silverdalebc.com. That's silverdalebc.com. You can also visit their free app. Today, we are discussing healing as often. This may be a physical healing we're looking for, or perhaps a spiritual healing. On this show, we often compare and contrast traditional and non-traditional medicine and the healing qualities of each. But I don't want us to neglect the availability of spiritual healing as well. Now, let's start with an example of one of the times Jesus healed someone. First reference is Mark chapter 8, verses 22 through 26. They came to Bethsaida, and some people brought a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village. When he had spit on the man's eyes and put his hands on him, Jesus asked, "Do you see anything?" He looked up and said, "I see people. They look like trees walking around." And once more, Jesus put his hand on the man's eyes, and then his eyes were open, his sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. Jesus sent him home saying, "Don't even go into the village." Next reference is Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 through 9. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." In the example, Jesus took him outside of the village, away from all the people, and he spat on his eyes. This man wasn't healed right away. The man was actually healed in stages. Maybe Jesus wanted to show that sometimes healing comes in ways we don't expect, and sometimes not even immediately. Healing may not match our timetable or our expectations. Maybe Jesus wanted to show that healing flows from a place of intimacy when we make time to be alone with him. So, if your healing is not arriving exactly how or when you expect or want, remember that this may be a process taking place over time, and that God's purposes are far greater than our human minds can ever comprehend. Let him pull you away from the crowd, away from everything else that competes for your attention. Look for God and to God first and foremost, so that your healing can be complete in his perfect time and in his way. And this has been your spiritual moment for today.
Always look forward to that. It seems to ground myself, and I hope certainly other people who are listening. You know, we can get all wound up in all our conversations, but so much of our life and is chaotic, and I feel to have this serene connection somewhere, or else poor health will occur. And like you said, it's not just physical, it's emotional and spiritual health. So thank you very much for that.
Thank you, Ed.
Again, you know, we are always have plenty to talk about as far as, you know, our joining hands here, kind of as far as our journey in health and helping people to be healthier. I'm always interested in, like, every day I go to work, and I want to compare notes with you. Many of the stories and questions are very similar, and I answer in many similar ways, but there's always a few that come out of the clear blue, or, you know, or some interesting types of circumstances that kind of throw a curveball into the thinking patterns. And I don't know, people, I'm certainly not saying that people are coming to me for treatment of any disease, but they certainly come to me with questions, and they want kind of the view from the other side. And I'm seeing a lot more of what I consider chemically sensitive people, people who have had some event in their life, whether it be a medical event, an emotional event, or a terrible infection, a surgery, a lot of anesthesia, something that turns the switches on these people's bodies. And they are never the same afterwards. And what happens often, and I don't know if these kind of people are discussing it with you and other major medical people, but all of a sudden everything bothers them. Almost every other food, environments, perfumes, stuff they drink, even vitamins. I mean, I have people who, you know, they'll go through 15 different supplements, and only one of the 15 do they think is agreeing with them. The other 14 is bothering them. Do you have people who discuss this kind of topic with you called multiple chemical sensitivities?
I see a couple of different things and what you're saying with chemical sensitivity, and it's not really, they probably see allergists probably more than us, but I guess the two most frequent things I see, one, people that are intolerant of pretty much any medication they take, whether it be an herbal, over-the-counter, prescription medication, they seem to have side effects with easily 90% of the products that they try to take. And even side effects to a lot of food. So it's just a general insensitivity to products, it seems like. The other that I see is more of a chemical sensitivity to things that have an aroma. So that would be environmental or perfumes, soaps. Those are the two main we see. So yes, it comes up. It's not a large part. But there, I will say this is an extremely difficult problem for those individuals, which you've probably seen as well. Very hard to get away from those things. So a lot of that's trial and error on the patient's part when it comes to medications, just trying multiple things, low doses. And for us, we have to keep our minds open to alternative ways of dosing. For instance, we've talked about statin drugs. A lot of people have great difficulty, and they take those. They may take a medication once every few days, and that's the best they can do. And from my standpoint, they may get the benefit from it, or at least as much as they can, but it's difficult to find a modality, you know, a way they can take the medication and tolerate it, whatever their side effect may be. It's a very difficult issue.
Yes, it is, because just avoiding the substance is not really fixing their issue. And that's, I think, one area where, I use the word constantly, functional medicine or integrative medicine approaches probably are more valid as far as addressing some of this. Because to me, in all my life, so much of the immune system goes back to gut health. And because the gut's ability to produce the correct immune system and, of course, a lot of our neurotransmitters is a vital component. And one thing that's leading to this chemical sensitivity, without getting into a heavy discussion, and I know it's not an official diagnosis and many people poo-poo it, but leaky gut. And leaky gut is basically where proteins will go through the gut lining that shouldn't. And then the body sees it as an enemy and attacks it. So all of a sudden, when you should have been digesting the milk protein, well, because your gut is impaired as far as its general health, then the body starts attacking everything. And once it starts attacking multiple things, then, you know, you become so sensitive to the world that you almost can't function. So the key to this, to me, is, again, going back to the original premise of looking at what originally produce the effects. And if it is gut lining, then we go in and we start looking at, okay, how do we help to repair that? And there are protocols for leaky gut that I've been very, very pleased with as far as people's feedback. I am a fan of Mercola.com for leaky gut information. He is a physician, Mercola.com. He is somewhat controversial, but he's very well experienced, and typing in leaky gut can give you some very, very sound information as far as the functional medicine. I do want to say one thing, and by no means am I trying to deter people from doing what they normally do, but I met a guy, a physician yesterday, Dr. David Redd, R-E-D-D. He has, and the only reason I'm mentioning this, because in today's insurance world and lack of insurance world with or high deductibles, many times people are not getting things done that they really should as far as procedures. Well, if you look at, you know, you have a small growth, you have a small maybe skin cancer, lipoma, you have multiple things that, you know, as we age, as we do with our pets, we start getting these little bumps and this and that. Well, if you can't access it through your own normal insurance physician, David Redd is a surgeon who takes cash only. And for $150 to $250, you just go in and it's in his own office and he will cut off practically anything that you need. That is a benefit to people who don't have insurance, perhaps, or people who have super high deductibles. And I just wanted to mention him because he was such a nice fella. But it's called QuickSurge, Q-U-I-K-S-U-R-G. And don't know much about him other than just meeting him yesterday. But I wanted to throw that out. Have you heard of him?
No, I haven't. Not before just now.
Okay. You know, it's a growing industry, which is cash only. It just is because of the complexities of insurance and cost. When he showed me his prices, I was like, wow, you can cut off stuff for $150 and there's no, I don't have to wait 2 months and I'm in and out in 55 minutes. I mean, that's sufficient medicine to
me. Absolutely. You know, while you were talking about chemical sensitivities, and I know we were talking about that, not specifically fatigue or whatnot, but I have also found, thinking of gut health, changing your diet, another thing I've seen get better are joint pains. We talked about inflammation. So, you know, multiple joint pains, energy, and just a sense of non-well-being, malaise, that people are feeling better, more energy, less pain, with a better and healthier diet. So that's something I've noted.
Absolutely. Well, guess what, Dr. Green? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial Point One, The Lake, which is a production from the Whitfield Media Group. And the website is built by Avalon Design Studio. And I want to thank you for listening. And we will be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. And have a healthy and safe day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.